If you're just looking out the window and you hadn't looked at the forecast, sorry about that. Yeah, it's called snow. It's going to intensify over the next 2 or 3 hours, basically south of Mount Pleasant, I guess, looking at the way the snow map is falling. And the farther south you go, the more intense it gets, and then it's going to turn over to real lake effect snow at some point here. Sloppy drive, Grand Rapids, Manistee, Muskegon, good luck. All the way south. Benton Harbor, St. Joe, good luck out there. We're rooting for you. Listen, if Michael Bloomberg gets into the race for president, he'll be coming in as a solid number six. No kidding. Solid number six, Bloomberg. Bloomie's ready to go, 77 years old. Again, because the Democrat Party wasn't old enough, white enough, or rich enough. The call went out to Michael Bloomberg. And according to brand new polling, 1 in 4 Democratic primary voters already have an unfavorable view of him, higher than any of the others currently in the race. The negative view of Michael Bloomberg, higher than anybody else already in the race, and he would garner about 4% support if he got in. And the Democrat problems continue. Meantime, for Republicans, Lindsey Graham says if the impeachment shows up in the Senate and the whistleblower has been kept secret and they're not allowed to interview, they being the House Republicans or anybody else for that matter, allowed to interview the so-called whistleblower, which is no whistleblower at all, the whistle leaker, right? If this guy isn't interviewed, Graham says it's dead on arrival. And you can't expect us to be removing a president of the United States based on anonymous sourcing and secret interviews and backroom nonsense. Not going to work that way. That only works if Rex Tillerson is in the room. You got it. You got it. All right. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wanted to get in early this week. She knows what we do here on Fridays, which is to review the dumbest thing I've heard all week. And she wanted to get in early this week and get an early start, which I appreciate. I do appreciate her and her efforts. The former bartender seems to think we need to be in love. We need to be in love. You need to love the elected officials. I just love them. I mean, I just embrace them with all that I am. You have to hear this. It's at a Bernie rally, and there's more to come. That's even more ridiculous, but I just want you to enjoy this for now. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez telling us we need to love our elected officials. Bite four, go.
And so when you elect a politician and then they let you down, it feels like rejection. It feels like heartbreak. It feels like betrayal. And it feels like I never want to love again. That's what that feels like. And so I understand how that feels because I felt that way. But you know what happens when you say, I never want to love again? Your heart gets black and you turn angry and you get very anxious.
And your brain caves in because it's so empty of actual rational thought that there's no way you can function any further because I never want to love again because a politician let me down. That's the way it feels. When a politician lets me down, it feels like I never want to love again. Good God. I mean, is this the level of stupidity we've stooped to? I mean, I hate to slap you across the face for that on a Monday, on a Veterans Day, when we talk about the greatness of Americans and the greatness of the people that came before us and the greatness of the generations that laid the groundwork so that you and I could have this conversation this morning. But good golly, listen to that drivel. It's just drivel. And yet we've got people of voting age that would vote for that kind of babbling stupidity. Okay, I've got that off my chest. Meanwhile, the president, being the focus of impeachment and being the focus of the ire of the left, because he has begun the exit and the exodus of the Paris climate deal, which was no deal at all for the United States, but a good deal for China and others. He said, while the left is pursuing nonsense, he's pursuing the American dream and so much more. I want to go to Bite 6 with the president. This sums it up pretty well. Bite 6, Donald Trump, go.
Democrats want to invest in green global projects. I want to invest in black American communities. So true.
Yeah. There you have it. 4 more years, they're screaming. Democrats want to invest in, you know, this green nonsense. I want to invest in black American communities, among other things. Among other things. What have you got to lose? The answer, not a thing. Might as well support what we're doing here. Might as well get that rolling. Support what we are as Americans. Support who we are as Americans. Support the fact that we have jobs available by the millions all over this country. Clue into that. I mean, it's a pretty good idea, don't you think? Pretty good idea. And by the way, if you have not heard, I want you to hear this now. You have a chance to win a brand new series of products from Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water is pure water, clean air holiday giveaway. It includes the following. A Blue Line 4-in-1 system with nickel-plated brass valve water treatment system. It's first class. A Pure Health reverse osmosis drinking water system with alkaline. Makes you healthy. And a clean air station, air purification station for your home. Pure water, clean air, all from Wolverine. It's worth $7,500. All you have to do, go to the brand new SteveGruber.com. Brand new SteveGruber.com. Just open for business today. You can be one of the first on board. Go check out the brand new website. Click on that Wolverine banner. Get yourself a free water test. And maybe you'll be the holiday winner I announced right here on this program someday soon. And you'll go home with $7,500 worth of pure water and clean air. Can you imagine? It's a nice little Christmas gift. This is the Steve Gruber Show on Veterans Day. We'll be right back.